Rave Radio. This is Gary Kay, and you're listening to my Daily Rants and Raves. Daily Rants and Raves are part of the Rave Radio Podcast Network, which, as you know, is sponsored by Ingram Micro. You can check Ingram Micro out at Cedia this week. We'll be at Cedia, and my special guest will be at Cedia. I'm joined today by Dan Kipikash. Dan is the CEO and co-founder, if you didn't know already, which I suspect most of you know Dan from years and years of being in the industry, but he's also the CEO and co-founder of the Da Vinci Group. Dan, first of all, good morning, and thanks for joining me here on a busy week leading up to Thursday.
Good morning, Gary. Thank you very much for having me on.
Well, listen, you guys launched your company. In fact, we gave you a Best of Rave for Cedia Award because of how creative you guys were and what you guys were trying to do. But I think, correct me if I'm wrong there, we did give you an award, didn't we?
Yes, you did, and we're trying to run for 2 years in a row here.
Okay, well, we'll see. Let me tell you that I think the first thing we need to do is, for those people that don't know what Da Vinci Group does, give them a little synopsis, because you're not like a typical company.
No, very much so. Primarily the company was founded by myself, Alex Chu, and Jeff Francisco. We all worked together at Speakercraft before all the changes started to go there. And actually, Jeff was Alex and my boss there. He was a VP of engineering and was at Kraft for 21 years. And what we wanted to do was, we really felt together as a group that the industry really is failing the dealers. We wanted to bring a product line out that did something more than just a product, just a box, just a name, or marketing. And when we put the company together, we knew you had to have a terrific product. Well, we have the engineering, resources for that. That was a no-brainer. We knew we needed to really be competitive and everything else. But we also thought there's something else that's missing, and that was a true partnership with our dealers. So when we formed the company, we really worked to make it be something much more than just a product. So we partnered with dealers. We actually give dealers an opportunity, if they want to be a straight-up dealer with all the traditional fundamental format and features, or they could also become a shareholder in the company. And then we also gave our reps the opportunity as well. So our big focus was doing whatever we needed to do to be the best possible partner with the dealer. And it really goes much deeper than just, we're a good partner, we do marketing. We just put a lot of programs in place where lifetime warranty on speakers, advanced replacement. We even introduced something that's kind of revolutionary called Warranty Plus, where I always thought it was frustrating for all these dealers. You have a defective product. In years past, there was some compensation for that. Today, it's defective. We'll send you a new one. But the dealer loses all this money on the service call, the reinstallation. So Warranty Plus is a simple program that if any of our products ever go bad, we pay the dealer for their time to go out and do that. So we really wanted to build a business model that gave them amazing product, very limited distribution, no internet sales, no mass distributors selling our product, but really just be the best possible partner for the dealers and listen to them and work with them and develop products for them. And so far in our first year, it's been a terrific success. We've been thrilled with the response and support we get from the dealers.
Well, you guys do have you're a service company. I mean, you're just a service company that happens to be selling products. That's sort of the way it's gone. And that's what I keep hearing from the dealers that are out there that you have as partners now.
Well, I appreciate that. And if you don't mind, Gary, I'm going to steal that. I'm going to use that because it's a really great analogy. We try and display or talk to the dealers about what is different. And that's a really great way of describing that because that's what we look at it as. We help them in marketing. We help them in so many ways that's just part of how we feel we're our best partner. So that's a great analogy. Absolutely.
Well, y'all have done very well. I mean, if for those of you who have not ever seen the Da Vinci Group, I mean, you've got three or four different product lines, and we'll talk about those in a minute. But to check out the Da Vinci Group, go to TDG. So for the Da Vinci Group, audio.com, and you can see the different lines there. And I assume that we'll see some new products at Cedia. Now, one of the hooks that you guys have that very few manufacturers have is I assume you're going to stay true to your commitment that you don't talk about the products until they're ready to ship.
100%. Yeah, and that really is a challenge because, especially going into this show, there seems to be an awful lot of marketing and hype about new product, and some of these products aren't even shipping. Some of them have never been actually seen, heard, or touched. And our core philosophy is if it's not a product that's either already here, already in production, or on the water coming over from our manufacturer, we don't show it, we don't talk about it. Because we want our dealers never, ever, ever to be in a situation where, you know, you said it would be here whenever. So when they see a product in our booth, like, for example, for this year, we've got more than 35 brand new SKUs and products that are on display in the booth that are all real. Some of them are already in the warehouse. Others are on the water. But we never want to show anything unless it's real. Now, in some of our dealer focus groups, we will do that. You know, we'll have, you know, webinars and other things where we'll show them, hey, we're working on this. What do you think? But beyond that, to, you know, the public and our dealers, you know, globally, unless it's that real, you'll never see anything from us about it.
So tell us a little bit about, well, that's a great commitment, obviously. I mentioned that I think that's something I wish more manufacturers would do, but give us a highlight. You've got that many SKUs. Tell us what we can expect. What are the top two or three things you're most excited about for this year's CEDIA?
Well, I'd probably say the most exciting things this year are some of them just rounding out the line. We've got our LCRs here now. We've got in-ceiling angled. We've got an extensive line of outdoor speakers with the light fixtures, in-ground subs. But the other thing that's also a lot of fun is going the other end of the spectrum. A lot of our dealers gave us feedback over this past year that they have projects that are actually upscale. And with that, we just came out with a brand new division called the Da Vinci Group Design Studio. And these are all products that are hand assembled here in the States. They're also hand built to the product and the spec and the job, but they're really going upscale. And I'm really very excited about these three categories. One is a theater reference system. We partnered up with some amazing engineers, one of them, Dave Grunis, who was the former chief engineer for EAW and now one of the principals of Fulcrum. He worked with us to design a powered monitor theater system, which is using PowerSoft modules, Ethernet compatible with parametric EQ, compression horn tweeters, just an absolutely amazing theater system that we've already got some spec and installing those now. So that's part of the design group. The second one is outdoor. We've talked to the dealers, and there's in this industry, there seems to be a trend to, you know, race to the cheapest, race to the, you know, the common denominator of, you know, bottom end, where everyone basically looks at what's being done in the outdoor sector and says, oh, I can copy that, and I'll make it cheaper. We looked at it and said, well, there's a lot of dealers that want a better sound outside. And we developed a high-output outdoor system that is, again, you know, compression horn, outdoor tweeters, marine-grade, mil-spec. So when a client wants to have the best sound out there, we've got a complete lineup from, you know, 4-inch two-way all the way up to dual 8-inch monitors, subwoofers. So a really dynamic line. And the last one is a little pet one that I love called Art Sound. And we've all seen in the industry, you've got companies making whatever efforts they can to hide a speaker. Well, the problem with that is we, as in our industry, we know we're always butting heads with architects, decorators, builders, and even homeowners that want great sound, but they want the speaker not to be seen. Well, that's a little difficult.
Yeah.
And our industry has always done what it could where, oh, we'll make it look like sheetrock. We'll do this. And some guys go as far as motorizing speakers to hide them. And having been in the theater side of this industry, you know, doing a lot of work, it really dawned on me that why are we trying to put a square peg in a round hole? So a group of engineers that I've known for a long time have really perfected the process of doing high-resolution dye-emulsion printing on acoustical fabric. So we've all seen these things in theaters and so on. What we did was we worked with them to say, why don't we develop this as a product? So in the short description, it's an acoustical panel that can be a photograph of anything a homeowner wants. It could be a family portrait, a picture of Paris. But what we do is we custom size it to what their needs are. We also custom cut out using either absorptive or reflective acoustical material, and this sits in front of the speaker. So now a dealer can specify, of course, the DaVinci Group speakers or any speaker they want. They could be Sony's, B&W, whatever their favorite is. But now we've got an option for them to be able to say to the homeowner and architect, I know you don't like the speaker, but here's a solution. You can have a beautiful piece. You can have a Picasso if you want. And we custom make this outer picture to frame around the speaker. And I think it's going to be received well. So far, dealers are flipping out for it, which is very exciting.
It's very creative. I like the idea. I think that anytime you can hide the technology, it's always better. Unless, of course, there are people like me who love to have, like my speakers, I took the grills off of them and you can just see the whole thing. But
exactly.
I think in general, people like to see, they like to hear and see things, but not be able to, not actually be able to see the technology behind it. So I think that's very creative. However, I do want to say, and I do have a very important question, because my favorite product, one of my favorite products in the industry is your V30 Blackline. So that is a product that I would want to have sitting out because I love the way that product looks. How is that doing?
Phenomenally well. Actually, that product is a blessing and a curse, Gary. You'll appreciate this. When we go to visit dealers, we actually have to keep that in the box while we go through our presentation and explanation about the company, because invariably, if we bring that product out before we talk to the dealer about all the things we're excited to talk about, that little integrated tube amp immediately gets all the attention and it stops everything else we're talking about.
Yeah, so if you have not seen this, go to tdgaudio.com and then click on the Blue Aura section. And then it's called the V30 Blackline. It is a tube, vacuum tube-based amplifier that's totally open. You can see everything. And I love it. I mean, that is one of the greatest looking products, and I congratulate you guys on the design of that. So now you guys will be at CEDIA starting on Thursday. You're probably already there, already in Denver, as am I. But your booth number is 1476, in case you didn't know, in case you haven't been there.
Correct.
And yep. Go ahead.
And a good landing spot for that, as far as location, we're on the back right-hand side, but if you look and look for Nest, we're right in front of them.
Oh,
so
yeah.
You can't miss us.
Okay, good. Well, again, it's the DaVinci Group. Dan, Kippy, Cash, thank you very much. Congratulations on your success. You guys have done a phenomenal job. We're very impressed. We like service-oriented companies, and you guys started out as a service-oriented company. And like I said, you're really like a service company that happens to sell products. So you've done a very good job, and you've sort of filled a void that has existed a long time in our industry last year when you guys launched. So we expect big things from you this year, and we'll be there to shoot videos at their booth at booth number 1476. And so if you're not at the show, you can follow along at ravepubs.com/CEDIA2014. Or, of course, you can always go to tdgaudio.com and see what they have, and they're going to launch. All those products will be on their website soon following CEDIA. So thank you, Dan. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Gary. Take care, and I'll see you at the show.
All right. Take care.